Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Nur auf Jam.
Das bin ich heute nicht alleine. Nein, ich habe eine ganz, ganz, ganz besondere Gästin, auf die ich mich sehr gefreut habe.
Hey guys, it's Slater and you're listening to the hottest bitch on the radio, Savannah at Jam FM.
Ich liebe die alte Slater bis 19 Uhr in der Show. Popstar aus den USA. Wir hören auch gleich noch ein bisschen in ihre Mucke rein. Bevor es aber soweit ist, lernen wir sie von einer ganz, ganz neuen Seite kennen. Und zwar hiermit.
Jam FM Speed Dating. Mit Savannah.
Wir gehen auf ein Speeddate mit Slater. Ich hau kuriose Fragen raus und bekomme kuriose Antworten. Was war denn das Erste, was du heute Morgen gemacht hast? What was the first thing you did this morning?
I took a shower. That's kind of boring. But like, yeah, I woke up and I took a shower.
That's good. Yeah,
got ready for the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Who was your childhood crush?
Oh, that's hard. Probably, maybe like Titanic, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. When I was like, that was like my first like, oh, like men are cute. I was like, okay. Yeah, definitely.
But also, I feel like most of my lesbian friends had like a phase with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Either they were obsessed with him, like in a romantic way, or they wanted to be him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What's your go-to Netflix and chill movie?
Probably something a bit mindless, like maybe like Josie and the Pussycats or something. Mm-hmm. Or like, I love a chick flick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe that or like Spice World. I love like a pop star kind of movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are, yeah.
If you were a Spice Girl, which one would you be?
I feel like I'm Baby Spice. But then also maybe I'm like, I don't know, Ginger. I love Ginger. Yeah. She had like the flash hair, which I used to have. So like, I love that.
Also, das Erste, was sie heute Morgen gemacht hat, war erstmal zu duschen. Hatte früher einen Crush auf Leonardo DiCaprio. Netflix und Chill Go-To-Film ist Spice World. Und gleich geht's weiter. Ich habe sie jetzt erstmal auf der Playlist Slater Mine auf Jam FM.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Yes, sir. Das Ganze heute mit Slater, queere Popkünstlerin aus den USA bei mir im Interview. Wir sind mitten im Speed-Dating. Heißt, ich gebe ihr quasi kuriose Fragen und stelle sie dir von einer ganz anderen Seite vor. Wenn du ein Emoji wärst, welches wärst du denn? If you were an emoji, what which one would you be?
Like the lipstick, probably.
Ooh, how's
you know
that?
It just like looks cool. Like I love the little like the red lipstick emoji. Yeah. I like use it on everything. It just looks cool to me.
Like what kind of situations do you use it for?
I don't know, just like, like, you know, when putting little characters on pictures and stuff.
Ooh,
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Do you speak any German?
No, I wish I did. I know like Danke is thank you, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and like Guten Tag is hello, right? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so I know like those two things.
Is there anything you want to learn before you leave Berlin today?
I asked like a question at my show. I'm like, before I play my song Throatzilla, which is like a very explicit, you know, song, I'm always like, do you guys like sucking dick? And then I always wonder like how to say it in each language.
Oh.
I learned how to say it in Portuguese for my show in Brazil.
What's it in Portuguese?
I forgot already because it's like long. But yeah, how do you say that in German?
Say it again.
So do like, you guys, do you, does anyone like sucking dick?
I would say, steht ihr auf Blowjobs?
Steht ihr auf Blowjobs? Is
that how you say it? Was amazing. Wow.
Cool.
Okay, I'm glad we settled that out. Do you have a nickname actually?
Slay.
Slay Queen.
Yeah, which is like, people will be like, Slay, and I'll be like, yes. So.
Also, sie liebt und lebt den Lippenstift-Emoji und ich habe ihr noch ein bisschen Deutsch beigebracht. Ihr Nickname ist übrigens Slay. Gleich geht's weiter mit dem Jam FM Speed Dating und Slater.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Ich habe ein ultra heißes Date am Laufen und zwar mit Slater. Queere Musikerin ist bei mir in der Show absolute Ehre, falls du sie noch nicht kennst. Lernst du sie heute auf jeden Fall noch kennen. Ich speeddate sie gerade. Heißt, ich stelle ihr kuriose Fragen und sie gibt mir so das Erste, was ihr dazu einfällt. Was war denn das weirdeste Geschenk, was du je bekommen hast? What was the weirdest gift you ever received?
Last night, someone threw a jock strap on stage and I think they were like giving it to me.
Yeah.
And I think they were wearing it. So that probably...
Did you smell it or...
No, I didn't. I didn't put that near my face.
Okay.
But I gave it to my DJ and he put it like over his head. And I was like, you're a brave man.
Cute.
You're very brave.
Cute. Because that would have been my next question. Did you keep it?
No. As nice as that was, I was like... Sweetie, I do not want your sweaty jock strap.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that gesture. Yeah. But Yeah.
It's cute. Okay. Yeah. If you could be any person for one day, who would you want to be?
Madonna.
Ooh. How come?
I don't know. Like, I feel like she's just like, she's so like massively iconic. And mm-hmm. I feel like people, when she walks into a room, it's like the queen, like walking into a room, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I feel like it'd be cool to be treated just like royalty for a day, like absolute musical royalty.
I get that. Yeah. Would you want to be Madonna today or like the Madonna, like
Madonna today? She probably, yeah, for sure.
What do you think about her TikToks? Cause I know that, that people are speculating like either you're kind of like, oh my God, what is she doing? Mm. Or people are like, yes, queen. You know,
I love it. I mean, I don't really, I haven't seen a lot of her TikToks. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly kind of like slow to the game on that.
On TikTok, you mean?
Yeah, I'm not really on it that much. I'm like, I don't know. I like it, but it's just, yeah, I haven't seen many of her TikToks, but I feel like they're probably hilarious.
Yeah, they are. Like, she's kind of weird, but like but in a hilarious way.
I'm sure it's great. Like she's, you know, she's always going to be an icon. She's literally like living musical royalty. So totally. Whatever you want to do, Madonna, like that, you know, it's like whatever you say. Go off.
Okay. Last question for the speed dating. Give your life a book title.
The Adventures of like Slay. I don't know, like probably something like that.
I would buy that actually.
The Adventures of Slay. Yeah.
What would be in it?
Probably just like debauchery, like all my hookups, like random things, mm-hmm. stories about my breakups, life, drunk nights out, partying.
That's amazing.
Like, that's pretty much me in like a nutshell, I feel like. All of amazing. Those things.
I would so buy that. Also, sie hat bei ihrem Konzert einfach einen Jockstrap zugeworfen bekommen, hat ihn aber nicht behalten und feiert Madonna aufs Übelste und ihre TikToks. Und wenn sie ein Buch schreiben würde, würde es die Abenteuer von Slay heißen. Würde ich sowas von kaufen.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Das bin ich und ich bin nicht allein.
Hey guys, it's Slater and you're listening to the hottest bitch on the radio, Savannah at Jam FM.
Noch bis 19 Uhr Slater im Interview, macht unglaublich geile Popmucke, kommt aus den USA und ist vor allem eins queer. Mit welchem Buchstaben aus dem LGBT-Spektrum identifizierst du dich denn? What letter of the LGBT spectrum do you identify with?
B, probably.
Meaning?
Yeah, bisexual, for sure. Look out.
Yeah. Was that, when did you realize you were bisexual? Was that like an aha moment in your life? Or when did you first come to terms with it?
I mean, probably when I was like a little younger. Like, I feel like maybe when I was starting high school, like I, you know, would have like crushes on like girls or things, and I would always be like, oh, like that's weird, like I don't mm-hmm. think that's normal, like I shouldn't do that. I grew up in like a very Catholic like religious household, so yeah, I always kind of like felt like that was like something wrong that I was like feeling. And then mm-hmm. as I got older, obviously, and kind of surrounded myself with like queer friends and like found my like people and like mm-hmm. you know, I became a little more open to it, and you know, obviously don't feel shame for that part of myself anymore. Very mm-hmm. proud, very like happy to be a part of this community. It's so amazing. But yeah, definitely like probably early teens.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Cause like for me, for example, it wasn't till I like moved to Berlin and really had the courage to like explore things. Cause like I come from such a small village in like Southern Germany. And when I moved here, I was like, oh my God, this is a big city. You're kind of anonymous. Nobody knows you here. So you could just do your thing. And I honestly think if it wouldn't be for Berlin, I think I wouldn't be the person I am today. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of crazy that say that, like you had this realization in high school already.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How was your coming out actually?
I honestly never really came out, to be honest. I feel like, you know, like I kind of just like would, when people would ask or like, you know, I guess I would just like say like, yeah, like for sure. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until when I started making music and did interviews, like people would ask me and I would talk about it. But that was like the first time I would publicly talk about it. Mm-hmm. As far as like my family and my parents, like I would, you know, they don't need to know like what mm-hmm. I'm, you know, up to, I guess, or like what, where I like my preferences lie. They don't mm-hmm. care. They love me no matter what. So, you know.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. Slater, einfach bisexuelle Ikone, die eine wirklich ein Outing gemacht hat, aber liebend gerne drüber quatscht. lieben wir.
Queer gehört
mit Savannah.
What's poppin'? Slater ist bei mir zu Gast im Interview. Ich habe hier die Chance, dir jeden ersten Sonntag im Monat queere Menschen und KünstlerInnen näher zu bringen. Das machen wir heute mit ihr. Hattest du denn eigentlich queere Vorbilder, als du aufgewachsen bist? Did you have any queer idols growing up?
Ah, definitely. I love Elton John is like someone I grew up on. Yeah, that's like my mom's like favorite artist. Like, she would always play Elton John records when I was growing up, and I just love everything about him, like his campiness and everything. And yeah, he's definitely like a queer icon. And also like Lady Gaga too. Like,
I love Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she was like, when I was in middle school and I got really into her, and she kind of like was debuting when I was like younger, it was like, just she let her like freak flag fly, and I was just it inspired me. Like, everyone in my class wasn't so into her, down with that, but it really made me feel like I had, you know, like a comfort artist, like music to turn to when I felt by myself.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. Same with me, actually. Do you remember how the world, at some point, I think it was like for, I don't remember it was if it was for Love Game or Bad Romance, but at some point the world was like kind of obsessed with if Lady Gaga actually had a penis or not.
Oh yeah.
At that point I was like, dude, even if she had, what's the issue? Yeah. Like, just let her live.
Yeah. What I remember your that being a that? Huge internet scandal.
Yeah.
I remember I thought it was really like inappropriate. And it was
also
very of the times. Like, I'm glad that now media outlets would absolutely get in trouble for using that kind of language and like talking about an artist in that way. Because you know, yeah, even if she was, it would be for her to like say. And also if she was like, there's like an interview where she's like, what's so wrong with that? You know what I mean? Like, what's the big deal? Why are people so obsessed? It should be like an afterthought about it. Someone's like music and art. It's crazy. Mm. People are,
Preach. Elton John und Lady Gaga liebt sie, aber ganz ehrlich, wer tut das nicht?
Queer gehört
mit Savannah.
Das Ganze noch bis 19 Uhr mit prominenter Unterstützung von ihr hier.
Hey guys, it's Slater and you're listening to the hottest bitch on the radio, Savannah at Jam FM.
Slater ist noch bei mir in der Show, das Ganze noch eine Stunde lang. Wir quatschen noch ausführlich über das Thema Pride, denn du weißt, Juni ist ja offizieller Pride Month, heißt ein Aktionsmonat für mehr Sichtbarkeit, Vielfalt, was Sexualitäten und Geschlechtsidentitäten angeht. Wie hast du denn eigentlich verbracht? How did you spend Pride Month?
I feel like I've been to Pride all over the US. I did like Baltimore Pride, I did Miami Pride, I did Boston Pride, LA, West Hollywood Pride. Like, I have just been partying it up, you know? I think the festivals are really fun. It's fun to do the Pride shows just because I get to see a lot of like my friends in the scene, and that's always fun. And I've just been celebrating with friends and having a good time. And
do you have a favorite Pride memory?
Honestly, I think maybe when I did West Hollywood Pride, that was like a really fun festival, and I just got to like hang out with my friends backstage and like all that stuff. And it just, the sense of the crowd was so insane. And like, it was just like, it really like touched me to see like everyone from my community feeling themselves and like having such a great time. And especially after this kind of was like the first proper Pride post COVID.
Mm.
And so, yeah, like it honestly almost made me cry just to see everyone together, like celebrating and being able to get back to it and be able to get back to Pride when we haven't really had it for like a while. So yeah, it was like, it was crazy. Like, some of the most people I've ever performed for too. So that was cool.
What does Pride actually mean to you?
I think it just means like unabashedly being yourself, being completely like proud of who you are and who you love, and not feeling like it's like anything like different from other people, because it's not. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be. I feel like being queer, being like, you know, it doesn't mean that you're like other than other people, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah, it does.
It's just a piece of you. It's just a part of you. It's something that you're born with. It's, you know, it's, I feel like, yeah, it's just being yourself, being absolutely proud of who you are and who you love, and not feeling any shame for it, because I don't know. I feel like society historically has tried to put shame on people's sexuality, and there's no reason for that.
Noch mal kurz ein Speedrun. Also, sie hat eben gesagt, während des Pride Months war sie vor allem auf jeder Pride, die es gefühlt in den USA gab. Vor allem die in West Hollywood scheint ihr mega viel Spaß gemacht zu haben. Pride heißt für sie übrigens sich so zu lieben, wie man ist und sich überhaupt nicht anders zu fühlen als andere Menschen, die nicht zur Community gehören und stolz auf sich zu sein und auf die Person, die man liebt. Amen.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Sexy Sonntag zusammen. Das Ganze noch bis 19 Uhr am Start mit prominenter Unterstützung. Slater ist bei mir in der Show. Eine queere Popkünstlerin aus den USA. Wir haben schon eben über das Thema Pride gesprochen. Im Juni war ja jetzt Pride Month, der Aktionsmonat für mehr Sichtbarkeit, für mehr Akzeptanz und Vielfalt, was Sexualitäten und Geschlechtsidentitäten angeht. Sie hat eben erzählt, sie hat den Monat quasi mit ganz, ganz, ganz viel Party verbracht, was ja auch schön ist. Aber was mich auch oft triggert während des Pride Months, sind Firmen oder Marken, die sich als sehr inklusiv ausgeben, gerade was das Thema LGBT angeht, das aber gar nicht sind. Deswegen, hast du denn Erfahrungen mit Queerbaiting oder Pinkwashing gemacht? Have you had any experiences with like queerbaiting or pinkwashing, especially online?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, I don't know, everything is such a marketing strategy these days. And I feel like a lot of big companies and brands will, under the guise of trying to pretend like they're inclusive, will try to kind of like jump into, oh, this is our Pride collection. It's like, okay, did a queer person design this? Like, who on your team is actually like gay? You know what I mean?
And it's, or are the benefits going to like a queer organization?
What is this? Are you just making like a rainbow shirt for fun, or is it actually going to benefit the community? Is it doing something for LGBT youth? Like, I feel like, it's like, it can be a bit of a clown show with some of these companies and brands kind of like trying to sink their hooks into something that isn't really for them. But, yeah, overall, like, you know, like, I don't really take part in things that I don't feel really passionate about. So, like, if something strikes me as, like, not really genuine, like, I tend to stay away. But, yeah, other than that, like, it's a shame, but it's kind of, like, it's only going to get worse from here, I feel like, where people are, like, you know.
Do you have some kind of advice, like, for media outlets, for example, what they could do better so they wouldn't be, like, laughed at during Pride Month?
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like, use your resources, use your money, your budget, your platform to highlight young queer voices, marginalized queer voices. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's all about uplifting voices in our community, making sure that people are heard, have a platform to talk, tell their story, like, you know, give people their flowers. So, rather than just doing something kind of shallow, I think it would be cool if more companies used some of their funds and resources to really, you know, do campaigning that circles around, like, people in the queer community.
Yeah. Take notes, bitches. Nein, wirklich. Wenn du dich als Marke, als Firma für queere Menschen einsetzen willst, dann mach das auch richtig. Und guck, dass sie davon dann auch was haben. Weil wir checken schon, wenn ihr es ernst mit uns meint oder eben nicht. Weil unsere Sexualität ist keine Marketingstrategie. Just saying.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Also, mittlerweile solltest du es ja schon mitbekommen haben, aber ich habe heute eine Ehrengästin.
Hey guys, it's Slater and you're listening to the hottest bitch on the radio, Savannah at Jam FM.
Ah, wir haben schon ganz, ganz ausführlich über das Thema Queerness gequatscht. Sie ist eine queere Popkünstlerin aus den USA, schon über Pride gequatscht, schon ein Speed-Dating mit ihr gemacht. Aber worüber wir noch gar nicht gequatscht haben, ist tatsächlich ihre Mucke. Sie hat ein Mixtape draußen, heißt Trouble in Paradise. Was zur Hölle bedeutet das denn? Like, what does Trouble in Paradise mean?
I think it's like kind of like an abbreviation of like the phrase Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah.
Which is what, you know, like, that's what people say when like something goes wrong in a relationship. They're like, there's trouble in paradise. Mm. And yeah, I wrote that about kind of like a situationship I had that like went sour. And I was so, it wasn't even my boyfriend, but I was so upset about this guy. I was like, he's ghosting me, blah, blah, blah. Like, we spent all this time together and we were basically dating, but he would never like call me his girlfriend. So was super salty about it. And then wrote that song and it kind of turned into an album.
Mm. Love that. Also, I feel like even if you don't date people, you can still get heartbroken.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you do, but you actually don't.
It's such a scam. It's such a scam.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, I didn't even date you. Why do I feel like you're like breaking up with me?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But it's been some time since you released some music. I mean, there was a single coming out this year, but have you been working on new stuff?
Yes, absolutely. As soon as I get back from tour, I'm finishing up
my
next project. I think like mid-July is when I'm back.
Okay.
But then, you know, it's good. It takes some time to like get the visuals done and to get everything right. But my next album is a slapper. Can't wait. It's like, I hate to like say that about my own stuff, but I've never been more proud of music. And I played a new song last night, actually, called Erotic Electronic. And I think people liked it, so...
Is there anything you can spill? Like, is it like a concept album? Do you
kind of? I feel like I touch on a lot of like themes about like love and sex and like vanity and fame and all like things that I kind of feel like have always interested me. And I always like would like in my mixtape, I had more of like a kind of juvenile take on those things. And now that I've like gotten a little bit older, have like kind of been around the block a couple of times. I feel like I've had more to say about, you know, all those topics. So it kind of just feels like a very mature continuation of like my style of music and style of songwriting. And there's some like sexy, like sex club songs. There's some really like heartbreaking, sad songs. There's some really beautiful love songs. Like it's kind of a roll of like everything kind of rolled into one, I guess.
What's your favorite one though?
There's one that's kind of like, I can't say the name of it. I'm like trying to keep it super secret, but there's one that I made with, this producer Nico Pop and this writer J Bach, and it is an absolute serve. I'm like, I can see I want to do like full video with choreo. Like it's one of my favorite things I've ever made. And it's kind of like this like Italian, like love tragedy about like a kind of like a femme fatale woman
that's hot.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited.
Die Gute macht Mucke über Liebe, Beziehungen und vor allem, wenn es schief geht. Wir hören auch rein. Troubled Paradise kriegst du jetzt. Und es kommt tatsächlich auch bald ein neues Album von ihr, auf das du dich sehr, sehr freuen kannst. Slater auf Jam FM.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Was poppen? Das Ganze bis 19 Uhr. Ich habe Slater bei mir im Interview. Sie hat am Montagabend ein richtig geiles Konzert hier in Berlin gespielt. Ist eine Popkünstlerin aus den USA. Queer as fuck. That's why we love her. Wir haben eben schon so ein bisschen über ihre Mucke gequatscht. Macht sehr Pop. Club-lastige Mucke, was ich persönlich sehr, sehr feier. Wer wäre denn deine Dream Collab? Also mit wem würdest du denn ultra gerne mal zusammenarbeiten? Who would be your dream collaboration?
Definitely Britney, if she would want to, though. But at this point, like, I love her so much. And I'm like, you know, I'm such a fan of her. I'm like, Britney, she absolutely
live
should go
life.
Go live your life. Like, I'm not like a fan to be like, oh, like, give us music, blah, blah, blah. Like, if she wants to never make an album again, go for it. You know what I mean? Like, she deserves it after everything.
She deserves peace.
Yeah, she deserves peace and, like, space in her life away from things that she doesn't want to do. So, but yeah, that would be my dream club, would be Britney for sure. If she'd be down, but you never know.
Maybe it's manifesting.
Maybe one day,
Love that. Also, Britney Spears, falls du das hörst, Slater, give her a call.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Freunde, ich freue mich so.
Hey guys, it's Slater and you're listening to the hottest bitch on the radio, Savannah at Jam FM.
Fangirling, Alter. Slater war bei mir im Interview. Das Ganze hörst du heute. Wir haben ausführlich über ihre Mucke schon so ein bisschen gequatscht. Sie ist selbst bisexuell, macht ziemlich geile Popmucke. Aber hört man das denn eigentlich raus? Do you use specific pronouns in your songs that could make people guess that you're queer?
I have some unreleased songs for sure about like girls, but then I don't think I have any like released ones that are like that. Cause usually like they're about like specific partners I've had, but definitely I have some songs that like they're like, there's no pronouns. So it could kind of be about either or, but,
like you, for example.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like I have a song like BFF, there's probably some like, it's like a song about like your best friend, but like maybe that has like a little like more than friends energy to it. You know what I mean?
I love that. Also Songs, die noch nicht draußen sind, haben so gewisse Pronomen mit drin, die einen denken lassen könnten, dass sie queer ist oder darauf schließen lassen könnten, um das so ein bisschen raushören zu lassen. Finde ich sehr, sehr nice. Aber vor allem lässt sie ihrer Mucke auch so ein bisschen Interpretationsfreiraum, indem sie einfach das Pronomen du benutzt, wo sich ja jeder irgendwie reinversetzen kann. Sie war jetzt in Berlin, hat ein Konzert gespielt, das Ganze am Montagabend, war anscheinend eine heftige Party. Wie war denn dein Berlin-Konzert so für dich? Hast du dich wohlgefühlt? How was your Berlin concert?
Oh, so much fun. Amazing. Great venue, great crowd. It was like, it was one of my favorite shows I've ever done. And I know everyone's always like, you say that about every city. But honest to God, I have always wanted to come to Berlin. I feel like...
Was it your first time here?
Yeah. I feel like my music is so inspired by like the electronic music and like techno and stuff that comes from here, like just club music. So to get to play like a Berlin club, bucket list, like so cool.
Also Berlin hat ihr gefallen, haben wir alles richtig gemacht.
Queer gehört
mit Savannah.
Mann ey, ist fast schon wieder vorbei, ist fast schon 19 Uhr, heißt Queer gehört, neigt sich langsam dem Ende zu. Schade, aber okay. Ich habe heute die ganze Zeit prominente Unterstützung bei mir in der Show gehabt. Slater habe ich zum Interview getroffen, hat am Montag ein wahnsinnig krankes Konzert hier in Berlin gespielt, ist eine queere Popkünstlerin aus den USA, identifiziert sich selbst als bisexuell und ist gerade auf Tour, quer durch Europa. Deswegen wollte ich mal wissen, hast du denn irgendwelche komischen Angewohnheiten auf Tour entwickelt? Weil ich denke, dein Leben ist wahrscheinlich schon ein bisschen anders als normal. Also Fletcher hat mir zum Beispiel letztens im Interview erzählt, dass sie regelmäßig die Brüste von Fans aus den ersten Reihen bei ihrem Konzert signieren. Have you developed like any weird habits on tour? Like for example, Fletcher told me she was signing boobs all of the time.
Signing boobs for sure. That's definitely one. I'm trying to think. I feel like habits like that I do on the road or just like things at shows and stuff.
Both. Whatever comes to your mind.
I have started drinking very heavily.
Nice one.
I feel like I drink every day because it's tour and I'm like, oh, it's noon. I'll have a cocktail.
It's a celebration also.
Yeah, every day I'm like, we have a show tonight, guys. Yeah. So yeah, definitely the partying has become more of a habit than it used to be. But I also feel like I rest a lot and, you know.
It kind of balances out.
Yeah, for sure. We have days where it's like a full rest day and, you know, but I don't know. I've started like becoming like a tea drinker. I'm not really like, I've never been like a tea drinker.
Like what kind of tea?
Sorry, I'm like all congested. No. It's like I drink a lot of like Throat Coat because it like helps your voice when you sing.
Ah, all right.
It's like a honey. It's like that with like honey is my go-to.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have any like weird habits, but
that was amazing, though. That's enough, so don't worry. Also, sie hat eben gesagt, dass sie ziemlich viel Party auf Tour macht, aber natürlich auch ein bisschen zum Chillen kommt. Heißt, das balanciert sich dann irgendwie so ein bisschen aus. Es war mir auf jeden Fall eine unfassbare Ehre, mit ihr gequatscht zu haben. Stalk sie gerne mal auf Instagram, @Slater mit 3 Y. Stalk auch mich gerne auf Instagram, Savannah Jam FM. Und lass mich wissen, wen ich für die nächste Folge einladen soll. Du weißt, jeden ersten Sonntag gibt's Queer gehört 2 Stunden auf Jam FM von 17 bis 19 Uhr. Wir hören uns das nächste Mal am 17. August. Ist es dann soweit? Schreib mir gerne mal auf Insta, wen du dir in der Show wünschen würdest. Und ich habe noch eine kleine Überraschung. Mit Slater haben wir noch was Kleines gefilmt. Check einfach mal unseren YouTube-Channel @RadioJamFM. Gibt's ein kleines Video zum Speed-Dating. Und wir hören uns dann das nächste Mal.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Nur auf Jam.